Okay, let's begin. We are in the middle of Perek Chof Aleph. We spent a lot of time yesterday on that pasuk at Gimel, where we say in davening, "V'yom adavil got sarli me'od eplona viad Hashem ki rabim rachamav me'od." It's not exactly what we say. We call the pasuk from Sefer Shmuel. This is Sefer Divrei Hayam, which is a little bit different. V'yad adam ala epol. What are the differences? I'm not exactly sure why there are some small differences, but it's the same idea. And we read the pasuk from Sefer Shmuel. Now we come to the pasuk Yudalit. So David, after being presented with a choice, which form of punishment will he accept for himself and for Klal Yisrael? David said, "I'm going to take the plague because the plague was biyad Hashem." And we discussed yesterday a number of reasons why this is more the best option, simply because it's the Yad Hashem. Yad Hashem, Hashem has the power to. It's more, the Hashkoch is more direct. HaKadosh Baruch Hu can change his mind, or can administer the Magefa with Rachamim. The other idea we gave was because no one should suspect that I'm choosing the other two, the king and the royal family have the ability to escape to some degree, or at least to attempt to protect themselves when there is a famine. The king and the royal family will always have what to eat. When there is war, the king will always protect himself with his elite troops. But when it comes to a dever, no one is immune to the dever, and therefore David, in his righteousness, did not want anyone to suspect that he was trying to take advantage of a bad situation. V'heyisem nikiyim Hashem u'Yisrael, and therefore he chose the dever to show, "I'm just like one of you." B'seich ani anochi Hashemes. Pasuk Gedal, Vayitin Hashem Dever B'Yisrael. So indeed the Dever began. Vayipol Yisrael Shivim Elef Ish, 70,000 people. So we know, we discussed the Medrash, we discussed already that simply there were 70,000 people. You can't deny what it says, 70,000 people, but the Medrash says only one person died. And who was that? We mentioned Avishai. Avishai was extremely righteous, David's nephew, the one that led the war against Ammon. He was extremely righteous, and he was shakal keneged, 70,000 people. But simply it means 70,000 people indeed died. There's another medrash that says that David's four sons died. David's four sons, will come to it, if I'm not mistaken, his family, members of his family died. So again, these midrashim conflict. And you have to just understand that I am Panim Lutar. Pasuk Yud. Let's read a few pasuk, then we'll read some of the Rashi. The Mesudos Pasuk Yud Tezvav. Vayishlach Elokim Aloch LiYushalayim LaHashkisa. The Magefa began. 70,000 people died. Now it seems that this is the next stage. The next stage in the Magefa, Hashem sent the Malach LiYushalayim LaHashkisa to destroy it. Uche Hashkis. And when Hashem was about, or the way the Mitzudas learned, let's read right away, rather read the Mitzudas Pasuk Tezvav, V'chasher hirbo l'hashchis ro Hashem be'inayim v'yinochem al hara'ah. Exactly what David wanted. As Hashem was marbe, hirbe, when the hashchas increased, and Hashem saw Hashem saw their affliction, their suffering. Exactly what David wanted. David wanted if Hashem himself would administer the punishment, Hashem would have would change his mind, would relent. So that's what it says. Vayinochem al hara'ah, vayinochem ra'ah uche hashchis. As the magefa got horrible, was increased. Ra'ah Hashem, Hashem saw. He understood. He related. He was able to see the pain of the Jewish people, vayinochem al hara'ah, and he relented, he changed his mind. Nechama, this is very important, we have throughout Tanakh, in one place, when you say to, when you wish a person that nechama, hamokim yinachem eschem, what does it mean nechama, comfort? That's not the real word. Comfort is a borrowed expression. The real translation for the word nechama, vayinochem, means to change, to have a change of heart. When you attempt to give a person comfort, what you're trying to do is to divert their attention, to change their attitude. They're now in a state where they reflect upon tsar, try to turn their attention from the pain to things that are more pleasant, or to look at this situation in a different frame of mind, where they will not, will they be able to cope and deal with what's in front of them. And that you see very clearly here in this pasuk. This is really the little translation, Vayinochim al hara, Hashem changed. Here it means to change. He relented, he had harata, he changed his decision from evil, no longer shall there be harm. Vayomer lemalach hamashchis rav, he said to the malach hamashchis, enough is enough, ata now, heref yodecha, release. Heref means to let go of your hand. Umalach Hashem oined im goren ornon hayivusi, where was the malach standing when Hashem told the malach, enough is enough, let go of the sword and stop? It was standing in the threshold, in the threshing field. The goyren is the threshing field of Ornon Hayevusi. Now we'll see, a Jew, not a Jew, that's a topic of discussion. Some say that he was not a Jew, he was from the nation of Yevusi, but I think most unfortunately he was a Jew, he was a convert. He was a ger, a different opinion. We'll see the Rash, let's right away see the Mitzudos in this moment. The Mitzudos of Pasuk, yeah?
We have until the end of last week's
parsha
also the word by Nochem.
Yeah, okay.
Rashi's goes there actually change also.
Right. By Nochem. Same exact thing. Hashem changed his mind. Hashem said no longer by Nochem al Hara'ah. He changed his mind. I do not want there to be Ra'ah. I have Harata. No more Ra'ah. Now the Malach should let go of the sword and people should stop dying. We learned similarly with 7,000 people. Vayinochim al hara. Vayimel malach amashkas rav ata. Heref yod malach Hashem oimet. Nimugoyin oren halvusi. Let's give you the mitzudas. The mitzudas pasuk. The mitzudas pasuk. Rav ata. Dai ata. It's enough. B'mash emesu who have died. V'heref yotchem ulahashkas od kezos. Release your hand from destroying more people like this. Ki'im ma'at ma'at. So the way you learn, just a few. So according to the Mitzudos, you know, let me just ask them very quietly. Just a moment. We have a shoe in the back. Maybe you can just go in the front of the board. I'm sorry. Okay, so we have over here Ma'atman. Oid kizos ki Ma'atman. It seems according to this, as Rav Ata means that you can continue doing, you can continue. However, although you can continue, I don't want you to continue at this pace, but you shall ma'at ma'at. That's how he learns. Interesting mitzudas. Okay, we have in Goren. Where was he located? He was located by the Samach LeGoren. He was located near the threshing field of this person called Ornon. Okay, let's look at the Rashi. Rashi says here, Nituy al Yushlaim, Masha Kosov in Sefer Yeshua, Hine Ish Omer Lemegdo, V'char B'Shluf V'Tzuy. He's coming to compare this in the story of the Battle of Ai. In the Battle of Ai, we also find the Malach. The Malach was holding a sword. And Yeshua said to him, why, who are you? First, are you a man? Are you a Malach? Why are you coming? Atabas, that hold the entire episode. Yeah, but let's see what Rashi here says. Vine ish oimei lenedu v'char b'shlufa biyodo halanu ata im litzorein. The famous pasuk when Yeshua said to the Malach, are you one of us? Or are you our adversary? So the Gemara, so the Parashik says, Yeshua, Yoimed V'achorav Kineget Tzav, Yeshua was standing, and his back was opposite his enemies, Ubo Balach Kinegdo. And the Malach came opposite, if we are on the wrong side. The Malach is coming on the wrong side, if Yeshua is standing and his back is towards the enemy, so Yeshua is facing his team, is facing his people. So why is the Malach coming opposite him? L'tich tamav yamolai, halanu ata im l'tzareinu, le'ezreinu, hoil v'yata oimed negdi, because you're on the wrong side. You are on the side, the camp, on the boundary where Klal Yisrael are standing. So that seems to indicate you're one of mine. But I don't recognize you. If you're one of mine, who are you? Oy l'tzareinu, la, are you our enemy? La azor, you're coming to help our enemy. Shagam ato oimed kinegdon, aval kan kevon, because you are standing opposite them as well. So the point over here is, there when it came to Yeshua, when he saw the Malach, he was confused. because the position of the malach was not clear. Was he an enemy or was he there to help? But here the malach was clearly coming to bring harm for the Jewish people, and therefore there was nothing for David to question. It was clear as day. Okay, it's a very interesting Rashi. Why Rashi coming to compare this malach to the malach of the story of Yehoshua? And the truth is, we discussed this briefly yesterday, that these are two very... There's already the second similarity that Rashi is comparing this Maisa to the time of Yehoshua, coming into Eretz Yisrael, because both of them were major steps in the process of the development of Klal Yisrael. Coming into Eretz Yisrael is the goal. This is the Haftacha. Hashem gave the Avos, Avram, Yitzchak, Yaakov, going to be Yerush Eretz Yisrael. So this is the moment. This is it. We're conquering Yericho. The walls of Yericho are coming down. They came down. Now we're going to the next step to conquer the city of Ai. Now we're going to the next step. The next step is 440 years later. We're now coming to build the Beis Hamikdash. We're coming to find the location with Shichnei Siddushu Vasa Shama. And there are similarities. These are two different events in the history of Klal Yisrael, which are critical: coming into Eretz Yisrael and coming to build for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, coming to build for HaKadosh Baruch Hu Beis Hamikdash. And at this moment in time, David discovers the threshing field of Arnon HaYevusi, and this will be the location for the Beis Hamikdash. We discussed in Shmini Atzeres, there are two holidays. We'll review this because these two ideas, it comes together very well here. There are two holidays. We have Shmini Atzeres and Shavuos. Shmini Atzeres and Shavuos are both very similar in concept because they're both called Atzeres. The eighth day of Sukkot is the Atzeres of Sukkot. We have 7 days of Sukkot, which concludes with Atzeres. Bayom HaShmini Atzeres Tiyalochem. And then we have Shavuos. Shavuos is the Atzeres of Pesach. What's the difference between Shavuos, which is the Atzeres of Pesach, and Shmini Atzeres, that is the Atzeres of Sukkot? The difference is, how long do you have to wait? Shmini Atzeres immediately follows Sukkot, whereas Shavuos, we have to wait 7 times 7. We have to count a significant period of time, which represents the totality of time of 7 times 7. So what does that tell us? So there are many Mahalchim, of course, but one of the Mahalchim is that the Yom Tov of Shmini Atzeres corresponds to Yerichoy and Ai, whereas the Yom Tov of Shavuos corresponds to Yerushalayim. There are two cities that are critical in the conquest of Eretz Yisrael, which are 480 years apart. Yericho was the first city that we conquered, and Yerushalayim was the last city. That's the Shechna where it was discovered. This will be the finding resting place of the Shechna Siddushu Uvasa Shama. And in fact, Chazal have many, many drashos where we relate Yerichoy to Ai. It says in Gemara that when they brought the Ketores that was offered in Yerushalayim, in the Beis Hamikdash, its fragrance can be smelled as far as Yerichoy. It doesn't just mean physical location, it means this connection between the Haschola of the conquest of Eretz Yisrael and the final resting place of Yerushalayim 480 years later, or 444, over here David's coming to find the Makom, but basically 480 years later, the two ends. Why then is the Yom Tov of Shmini Atzeres immediately following Sukkot? Because what is Sukkot? Sukkot is Anani HaKavod. When did we live in the tents Anani HaKavod? In the Midbar. What was the first thing, the first place we went after the Anani HaKavod came to an end? Into Yericho. Yericho. So Shmini Atzeres represents our entry into Eretz Yisrael, which immediately followed our 40 years of living in Anani HaKavod. There's no need to wait. We have Anani HaKavod, 40 years, we come into Eretz Yisrael. By the way, we have now Yericho. On the other hand, what is Pesach? Pesach is Yitzias Mitzrayim, and the purpose of Yitzias Mitzrayim is to reach the ultimate goal of L'shichnoi Siddushu Vasa Shama, to find, to come, Tavdin is looking to Mikabal the Torah, and to observe the Torah, and to come to the final resting place of Yerushalayim. It's Yom HaBikurim. Yom HaBikurim is the place when you develop the land, and the land produces peros. It's the very end of the conquest. The very end of the conquest, so between the beginning of the Yitzhak of Mitzrayim, through the Midbar, and through 440 years of conquest, until we finally reach our ultimate destination, and ultimate development of the land, the very end of the Beis HaMikdash is Shavuos. Shavuos is the Yom HaBikurim, when you take the Peros of Eretz Yisrael and you bring it to the Beis HaMikdash and you declare, this is the land that you've given us. The land that you've given us means the very end of the conquest. Therefore, there has to be a very significant period of time, 7 times 7, to represent the full development of Eretz Yisrael. And to some degree, we see that over here in this pasuk, because this pasuk over here, these pasuk in this paragraph over here, where David now, this event is highlighted both here and in the end of Sefer Shmuel, where David now is going to discover the Mekoyim HaMikdash, something that we just take for granted. We have a Yerushalayim, but it doesn't say anywhere in Chamish Echum Shei Torah the word Yerushalayim. It's nothing more than Nevuah prophecy, L'shichnoi Sidr Shu'uvasa Shama, and here at this moment is the revelation. This is where the Midrash will be built. It's a critical step. It's the final destination of Klal Yisrael, and therefore Rashi here, the Mefarish, is very much intrigued to make similarities between the end game and how it all started. It all started with coming into Eretz Yisrael, and there was a Malach, and Yeshua is a Malach, Halonu El Tzareinu, and the end also comes through a Malach Shel Rachamim. I mean, it was first a Malach of slaughter, of Dever, but Hashem said, Hedef, stop, enough, Rav Lach, it's enough, Rav. Okay, pasuk yud tezai. Yeah.
This whole concept of malach.
Yes.
Why does Hashem need malach?
An intermediary.
Why is there a need for, I know, intermediaries, and all of a sudden, someplace in history, malach stopped?
Because Nevuah, it goes hand in hand with Nevuah, with prophecy. With
so why can't Hashem deal directly with whoever he wants to deal,
he doesn't need malachim?
I don't know the answer. These are very mystical things. Why do we not have malachim? We're not on a level where we deserve to come in close contact. Malchusa da'ara ke'ein malchusa d'rakia. If you want to make an appointment with the President of the United States, you can't just go into the President of the United States. You have to cut through red tape. That's all part of the Kavod HaMalchus. The Kavod HaMalchus. So the same thing when it comes to Kadosh Baruch Hu, the Kavod HaMalchus demands...
I attempt to deal with the Malachim to reach Hashem.
Well, that's a discussion. In the Nusach HaTfilah, there are parts of davening where we mention Malachim. We even ask Malachim to bring our Tfilas to Hashem. And many of the Gedolim were not very pleased with these parts of the Tefillah, and in fact, they ripped them out. They took them out of the Nusach HaTefillah. And Slichas, there's a line in Slichas, even say by Ne'ilah, Machni Serachamim. So in some yeshivas, they don't say that. They don't say that line. A lot of places in MTJ, do they say Machni Serachamim? They don't say it. Okay, so see, in MTJ, they don't say it. Chaim Lund, they don't say it. The yeshivas, Artel has it. Arshul has no in the front and center, and they don't make any apology to take it out.
I've never seen a slicha that doesn't have it.
Doesn't even say it. Not in the art scroll.
You read it elsewhere.
Doesn't make any apology.
So
I don't know the answer. I don't know.
This is just
like we don't have Nevuah today. We don't have a baskol. It's totally zebezeh. We're not worthy of having malachim. Look, the Beis Yosef would come, a malach, a dream would come and learn with him Torah every night. We would teach him things. Okay, let's go over the top. We have over here the malachim. We have a malach in Sefer Yeshua, a malach in Sefer Divrei Hayamim. Here at this point in time, at the end when he finds the Beis Midrash, and now but it's pasuk tezayin. Vayisa David say enough. Vayar and he saw a malach Hashem oimet standing bein haaretz bein hashemaim, standing between the earth and the heavens. The chayav b'shluf b'yadon, his hand was and his sword was unsheathed, biyada, nituya al Yerushalayim. Vayipol David fell down, he fell, vahazakenim mechusim basakim, and the elders that were together with him, they were covered in sackcloth, al panim on their face, And basically, they were terrified from what they saw. By this point in time, the Midrash, I'll tell you Midrash. Okay, let's go further. We'll come back to the Midrash in a moment. Pasuk Yizayin. David now was mispalo to Hashem. Haloi ani omarti limnois ba'om. It is I who has made this mistake. It is I who gave the order to count the people. Va'ani hu asher chotosi. It is I who have sinned. V'horeya harei oisi. It is I who have committed this terrible evil, a double expression of ra. It is I who have acted treacherously in this act of harm to cause a magefa. The Eila Hatsoi Ne Osu. David is saying, why should Klal Yisrael suffer? 70,000 people, or according to the Medrash, their Avisha, whoever was threatened. Why should they Ne Osu? Hashem Elokai Tenino Yodcha. Please give me your hand. If you want to punish, so punish me. Let it be. No, please, yodcha, your hand. Meaning in this context, your outstretched arm of punishment. Be only against me. Uvevei my father's home. Uvevei amcha loy lemagefa. But among your people, there should not be a magefa. Now we discussed yesterday that Klal Yisrael was guilty. Why we discussed why was the Kadosh Baruch Hu now decided to bring harm to Klal Yisrael when indeed it was David's chait? So we discussed because Klal Yisrael three times in the Malchus of David rebelled. They rebelled against David by Avshalom, by Shevna, and by who was the third? There are three times, there are three episodes where Klal Yisrael rebelled against David, and therefore they were deserving of punishment. But yet, that was not the primary cause. If Klal Yisrael, if David would not have sinned, it would not have come upon them, the punishment, at this point in time. Kadosh Baruch Hu uses opportunities. Since Hashem wanted to punish David, Hashem used the opportunity to clean the slate for Klal Yisrael. So David was saying, forget about if they're guilty, not guilty, I don't want they should be punished on my account at this moment in time. And therefore, only bring them again upon me, upon my family, and do not bring it upon your people. Pasuk Yud Ches. Umalach Hashem Amar El God Lemar LeDavid. So David spoke to Hashem. Now the Malach spoke to God. God is the intermediary between David and Hashem, and the Malach as well. Kiyale Dal LeDavid LaHakim Isbech LaHashem BeGoyren Ornon Hayavusi. That indeed Hashem has accepted David's request, and David will not even Hashem won't bring any more harm at all. David should build a mizbeach on the Goyren of Arnon Hayavusi. This person's name was Arnon Hay from the location called Yavusim. Yavusi, many learn, is not the same as the nation Yavusi. It's a family name. We discussed that in the past. Yavusi is not necessarily from the Sheva. Yavusi was a person, but on his threshing field, David shall establish a mizbeach in honor of Hashem, and in order to be mispalel to Hashem, the magefa should stop. Pasuk Yitesh. Vayal David b'dvar God, and David went up according to the word of God. Asher dibur b'shem Hashem. Vayoshav Arnon, he turned. Vayar es hamalach, he saw the malach. V'arbas banav imo, and he saw. And now, who was with Arnon? Arnon had with him four sons. Arnon was accompanied, was flanked by his four sons. V'arbas banav imo, mischadim. They were hiding. They were terrified, as David was, from the malach. Mischabim, the Arnon doshchitim, and Arnon was in the process, not exactly that moment in time, of threshing wheat. It was the season when he was threshing, that's the time period. Vayomer David, Vayavo David ad Arnon, Vayabet Arnon, David approached him, Arnon, he gave a close look, Vayar es David, Vayetze min hagoren, Vayishtachu le David apay martzon, he bowed down on his face to the ground. Vayomer David Arnon, Tini li mikoim hagoren. The Malach told me that I shall build here a Mizbeach. I don't want to do it against without permission, with it being legal. I want to purchase. Please give me the Mokem HaGoren, Ve'evne Bo Mizbeach LaHashem, and I want to build the Mizbeach on your field. I will pay you B'chesef Molei Tnehuli. I want it to be acquired honestly. I will pay full value. V'atiyatzar HaMageifa Me'alo'am. And by doing so, the reason why I need to do this is because I need to hold back the Mageifa Me'alo'am. V'ayoymer Onon El David. David, Kachloch, take it. The Yas Adoni Hamelech Atah Beinav Re'ei Nosati Habakar. Not only can you have the field, you can have the animals. You can use my animals as korbanos, and you can take the wagons and all of the tools which were made from wood. You can use it as firewood in order to burn the animal upon this mizbeach. Re'ei Nosati Habakar Lo'elos as korbanos VeHamorigim. Morigim are the threshing tools. They are heavy pieces of wood which have teeth, sharp nails and teeth, nails and all different types of sharp things in the edge of the in the end of this piece of wood. So when you drag it, when the animals pull it and they drag it upon the grain, it causes the grain to be threshed, it causes the grain to be crushed, and the kernels are separated from the chaff. La'itzim, you can use the morigim, these threshing tools, as wood, firewood, v'hachitim la'mincha, and you can use the wheat as a meal offering to accompany the animals. Hakol nosati, everything is yours. V'yemar ha'melech David la'aron, lo, I don't want to take a gift. Right, we have the same type of story where we have Avraham and Ephron Hachiti with the burial place. Same, we have history repeats itself. We have echoes. These different, and obviously there must be some significance. So, I will not carry away Asher l'chol Hashem. I will not carry what belongs to you, what belongs to you as a gift offering to Hashem for free. And bring up the animals. I'm not going to go take your land. I'm not going to go take your property. I'm not going to take the animals and bring it as a carbon oil to Hashem for free. No such thing. You have to. Yeah, it has to be purchased. L'shem Hashem. Vayitein David l'arnon b'makoyim. He gave him. He gave him. And when it says here, ba makom, it means for the place. Ba makom, for the place. Shikle zahav mishkal sheish v'yos, 600 coins. Now that's a contradiction to what it says in Sefer Shmuel, which we'll get to in a few moments. Even Shem Shmuel the parable. Even Shem David. Right here it says 50, and here it says 6. Here it says 600, and here it says gold, and there it says silver.
Okay,
right. We're going to go through the entire thing. Pasuk, let's finish with the parak. Pasuk, Chavava, even Shem David Mizbech, Hashem, Vayalolos Shlamim, he offered oilos Shlamim, Vayikra Hashem, and he called out to Hashem, Vayaneu, Vo'esh, Menashman, Al Mizbech, Oilo, a fire, a miraculous fire came down. Hashem answered, David put everything on the Mizbech, he built the Mizbech with the wood, and a fire came down from heaven and consumed the carbon, similar to Eliyahu. Hashem, Hu Elokim, Hashem Hu Elokim, similar story. Hashem said, so now that David went and he was mispalel, the Malach told God, again we have a whole process. Hashem told the Malach, wait, Heref, wait, release your sword, wait, hold back. And then the Malach, then Hashem told the Malach to tell God, to tell David, that you shall build a Mizbeach and bring korbanos and be mispalel to Hashem. David did so. Hashem accepted the prayer, and now Hashem formally tells the Malach, "That's it. It's over. No more." Hashem says to the Malach, "The pasuk is a mikra choser. Okay, it's a mikra choser. What did Hashem say to the Malach? It's understood from the context. That's it. Put your sword back in its sheath." Vayoshav charbo el nidono, this is an unusual word. He put it back into its sheath. We have this in the Nilim Tzitzion, says it's the Nartek Acheref, it's the sheath of the sword, it was put back in its sheath. Vayomer Boaz at that time. Now here is the critical part of this parak. Boaz, and according to many, that's the only reason why this parak, according to Rashi in the beginning of the parak, that's the only reason why this story is being taught, because Rashi in the beginning of this parak tells us that the Sefer Divayom is only L'chvoidei Shel David, as we've learned many times, and this story obviously is not L'chvoidei Shel David to mention that David made a terrible mistake and he counted Klal Yisrael and he brought about gave upon them, and there was a lot of other things which resulted in the aftermath of this story which were not very pleasant for Klal Yisrael. But the reason why it's critical to mention is because of what it says now, that the Mekoyim HaMikdash has now been revealed. Bo'es Hahi, at that time, critical, very powerful words, Biros David, when David saw Ki Onohu Hashem Begoyren Ornon HaYivusi, Vayizbach Sham, when he offered the sacrifice there, according to Mesudos, it means Vayizbach Sham, he dedicated this place to be a place where he will now offer sacrifices. Umishkan Hashem, Asher Osa Moshe Vamidbar, Umizbach Hoyla, Boesahi Babomo Begivon, was still at the Bama in Givon, no, the Givon, it was still there. V'lo yachol David l'leches l'fonav l'dvar shalukim kinivas, but David was not able to approach this location because he was afraid of the cherev malach Hashem. So at this point, David began to offer sacrifices here, but David was still afraid to approach this location because the malach Elohim was still standing there, and he held back from coming close. But in this location where he built the Mizbech, he now became accustomed to offering more sacrifices. But the main thing is that David now realized that this location is Mesugal to be a place where Hashem will answer our tefillos. Since there was a Magefa and the Malach was ready to destroy, then the sword was unsheathed and he was Mispalel and Hashem answered. David realized this is the Makom HaMikdash, the place where the Beis Tfilo L'chol Ha'amim, and especially for Klal Yisrael, where Hashem will answer his tefillah. So let's wrap this thing very quickly. Let's see the Mitzvot and the Rashi and a few Midrashim. So first, let's go back to the Mitzvot that we're up to. Let's start from Pasuk Tes Zayin. Pasuk Tes Zayin says the Malach stood, David saw the Malach standing between the earth and the Shemayim. Rav Salema Omad Biavir. Okay, Malachim stands suspended in heaven. They can do that, we can't do that, obviously. Yidzayin Ve'ela Hatzayin. And then David said, Ribbono Shel Olam, why are you bringing harm upon your people? I am the only one who have sinned. It's my problem. Therefore, bring the punishment upon me. Klal Yisrael, who are your sheep. The Tzayin here is a reference to Klal Yisrael. Rav Salema, B'nei Ha'am, the people. Yodcha, if you want to bring harm, send your hand forth upon me. Makas yotcha zohadever. Loy l'magefa. Don't let the magefa come upon your people. Loy tishlet lahavi magefa. Kiyale David. Then the Malach approaches David and it says to David that David shall go to the place of Goyre and Arn Hayvusi and build the Mizbeach. Asher yale David al-Gondor shall ascend to the Goyre and Lahakim is Mizbeach. Then David approaches, Arnon was standing there. Arnon, Hayavusi, and his four sons were terrified. They saw the Malach. Now Yashav Arnon, Hechzer Panav, he turned his face, he saw as a Malach, a Mashkus Ba'am. Yar Bonav, Ashohayu Imohayu, Mischabim, Es Atzmam. They were hiding themselves, Bipachat HaMalach. Ad Arnon, Samech Al Arnon, Bekesef Mali, David then goes to Arnon, I want to buy this location for Kesef Mali, Bemechir Kesef Shalom Kol Mishkoloi, Vati Yatzar, the reason why I want to buy your land and offer carbonates in order to hold back Magefa, Kadesha Teatza Magefa, Kach Luchas Agon, he says, take it for free, Vayas, Mishali Yase Oiloi Satoi Be'enav Re'e, do whatever you want, you can have my animals, you can have my tools, take everything you have here to bring the carbonates, do not delay. Loi Tzim Lahavar E'esh Al Mizbech, Veloi Esso, David says, no, I will not take it for free. Loi Ekach Asher Lucha, Lisitim Lahashem, Vicha Oiloi Sulahalo, Oilo Lameadav, Anitin Libuchinam, I must Boesh, miraculously a fire came down out of heaven. The answer came, Hashem answered, Vayomer, Lohoshiv Harba, Hashem said to the Malach, withdraw your sword. Vichain, Osa, Vayoshiv Harba, Labala Hashris, Klal Neata. Vayizbach, so the Matudus learns, Hoyorogil, Lizboyach, Shom, Kirbonosaf. From here on in, David, when David wants to bring a carbon, he offered the carbon on the Mizbeach here in this location. But at this moment in time, until Shlomo HaMelech would build the Beis HaMikdash, the Mishkan of Moshe Rabbeinu was still located Babama. Habayish Amad Bo HaMishkan HaMizbeach Nikra Bama Al Shem HaBama HaShamad Bo Via Mizbeach. It was still there in Givon. Givon was the last of the locations. Remember, we have the Midbar, then we had Gilgal, then there was Shiloh, then there's Nov, Givon. I missed one. What did I miss? We have again the Midbar, Gilgal for 14 years, Shiloh for 369 years, Nov and Givon, that's two. And now comes, now, you know, that's right, that's correct. That's right, five, that's right. Then the Bayis Rishon and the Bayis Sheni, right there, a total of seven. Yes. Karbonos and Yerushalayim. Correct. That's not a difficulty because the Givon, right. Correct. And the Aron, the Aron is not. That we learned a while back. The Aron is located in Kiryas Yearim. The Aron was in two locations. David brought, after the Pelishtim captured the Aron, the Pelishtim returned the Aron, and then it was taken to Ir. Now it's in Ir David. Ir David, it was first the Kiryas, I don't remember, I'm forgetting. But the Aron is not in the same location as the Mishkan. That is certain. The Mishkan is in Givon, the Mizbeach, and all of the Kelim, but the Aron is in Ir David. Ir David is in the vicinity of the Yerushalayim, the vicinity of this Goren of Aron HaYavusi. Okay, now Pasuk Lam, one more Pasuk in the Mitzvah. This V'lo Yachol V'lezez Zavach B'nosav Al HaMizbeach Shasa B'Goren Aronon Ki Nivas V'chosh Koicha Me'at Ol Olech Estagim. Okay, so I'm going to explain the Pasuk correctly. So here Pasuk Lam is a very important Pasuk. He's telling us something, it really appears to be a little bit of a contradiction. Not a contradiction, but why did David offer his karbanos here in this location? Why did he offer the karbanos from now on in the Goren of Arnon? Why did he not go to the Mizbeach in Givon? So it says something here very frightening, which ties very well into the Medrash. Because Babama Habayish Lo Yachol Zez Zavach Karbanos Avalam Mizbeach Shasa BeGoren Arnon Ki Nivas, because he was terrified. This event of seeing the Malach with the sword unsheathed, ready to bring harm to Klal Yisrael, weakened David for the rest of his life. He was no longer the same person. That's what it says. The Medrash makes it very, very clear. And that's at this point in time, that's when it says that David, they covered him with clothing. He was covered with clothing. Shalom Aleichem, Rabbi Axelrod. When he was old, and the Haftarah for Parshas, what? Loyechem, which Haftarah is that? Which parish is that? Chayisara? Ayichi, he was covered with garments, there was no warmth. Why? When did that happen to him? At this point in time. This terror, and actually it's not the right, not the right word maybe, but this event where David saw the sword of the Malach unsheathed and would bring Churban to Klal Yisrael due to David's sins, weakened him to the end of his life. And that's what it says in this Pasuk Lamed. The lo yachol David leches lefanav. David was unable to go up to Givon to offer karbanos there. Lidrei shalukim ki nivas, because this event that happened terrified him. It shook him to the core. He was terrified mipnei cherev malach Hashem, and he wasn't the same person. Mitzudos v'chosh koychoi. His strength was weakened me'ata from here on into the rest of his life. L'leches l'givon. And he did not have the physical strength any longer to travel to Givon. And that's why David had no choice but to offer his karbanos here in this location in the Goren of Arnon. So it's very interesting that even though this would be now the place that would be the future base HaMidrash of Klal Yisrael, it still appears it was not the ideal place to bring karbanos. That's an amazing insight. Because you would think, since now finally the Shichnei Sidushu Vasa Shama, this is the location, let's go now and bring all the Karbanos here. No! That's not the law. Right now, where is the Mishkan? The Mishkan is in Givon. In Givon, we have the Mizbeach of Moshe Rabbeinu. We have the Chotzer. We have the Menorah. We have the Shulchan. We have all the Kelim. That's the proper place to bring the Korbanos, even though this will one day be the permanent resting place. And ideally, that's where David should have gone. The only reason why David had to settle for the second best and not go to Givon was because David was weak. Why was David weak? Because of this ordeal, this trauma that he experienced. He was never the same person. It's a very powerful Musar Haskell, like today. Yeah, so where should they go daven on Shavuos? Everyone go, you go to Eretz Yisrael for Shavuos, so you go to the Kais. I once went to the Kais. I went to the Kais there. I was crushed like a sardine. Like I came there very, very early, and I was all the way in the front, and there must have been there, who knows, 20, 30,000 people, who knows the numbers there. I was literally crushed like a sardine. I couldn't daven one word of a sikkin, a shul this morning, and I said to myself, never again. Oh, but this is the place to be. L'shichnai sidru shul v'asa shama. Not necessarily to the place. Then I told this to someone, and someone said to me, what a fool. Everyone knows you don't go to daven. You daven wherever you daven, and after davening is over, you go down to the kohel. So that's the minhag of the Bnei Torah. You daven in yeshiva, you daven in a shul, and then Shavuos, since the Yom Yerushalayim, since the capture Yerushalayim, then you go to the kohel. You walk to the kohel and you daven, but not to daven for
Yom.
I was never there to Shabbat. I was never there. What it's like.
But
it's a very interesting insight that you think that the place to be is the Makam HaMikdash L'Shichna. This is the place to be. You learn from David. You learn over here from this pasuk over here that it was not the place to be. This is the place. This is where Har HaMoriah, where the Akedah took place. This is where all the action is. But yet the pasuk makes it very clear. Where's the Mishkan now? Where is the proper place, environment, where Korban should be brought at this time and place? It's in Givon. That's where you should go.
Where's the Kodesh
Kedoshim? The Kodesh Kedoshim was in Givon. They built the Mishkan. When you build the Mishkan has the Kodesh and the Kodesh HaKadoshim.
But I thought the Aron was in the Kodesh
Kedoshim. The Aron was in Ir Dovid. At this point in time, the Aron was not in Givon. In Givon, you had Moshe Rabbeinu's Mishkan, with the Chotzer and the Heichel. And the
Kodesh Kedoshim because the Aron was there.
Not necessarily. During the entire time of the Bayis Sheni, there was no Aron. The Aron was Nignaz in the time of Yoshiyahu. There was no Aron for 420 years, the Bayis Sheni. It was still called the Kodesh HaKadoshim. The Kohen Gadol Yom Kippur went to the Kodesh HaKadoshim. So the Kodesh HaKadoshim is just a room. It's a chamber. But if the Aron is not there, it's not Ma'akev. So that's a very interesting idea. You could have certain locations. I used to have one about Musa Oitzi say, people have to go daven at the Kotel. He says, you sit on the train in New York City, and on one side you're sitting next to an African American, the other side you're sitting next to an Italian, and you're sitting there with the sitter. Not necessarily it's the right thing to do to daven on the train, but Hashem can hear your tefillah in the subway, in the tunnel, surrounded by people who have no, just like Hashem hears your tefillah when you go to the Kotel HaMaravi. Okay, there's something to go to the Kotel HaMaravi, the Shechinah is more intense, the Shechinah is Sidur Shuvos HaShama, but Hashem is here, Hashem is there, Hashem is truly everywhere. Hashem, what?
Does he get a free ride? That's the
question. He doesn't get a free ride. There's no such thing as a free ride. No such thing as a free ride. I had a contractor in our house to do some teeny little work. So I was telling him to do this, that. So he says, to do this. They the city did it for free. The city went, they came, and they fixed the sidewalk, the driveway. So he went berserk. He says to me, I'm telling you, I'm in the business for 30 years. There is no such thing in New York City free. No, the city will never do anything for free. Don't tell me that they got, the city came along and they did something for free. You know, you go look at their tax returns and what the city did to them afterwards. I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a free ride in New York City. Okay, let's continue. Let's finish the Rashi's and some Midrashim. We are running out of time. Pasik, the Eila Hatzon. Okay, Pasik Yud Zayin. David says to Hashem, Hashem, why are you bringing her upon the Tzon, your people, Klal Yisrael, the sheep? Sheheim Ka'isim Hatzon Hamuvam L'Shchita She'enim Yechayim L'Hinatzel M'Shchita Ki L'Shchita Heim Oimdim. Klal Yisrael in a very difficult situation. They're going to die. Why should they die? What do they do? They have no choice in this matter. They don't even know what's happening to them. It's not their fault. They can't save themselves from this. So Pasuk Chaf Mitzchabim. Then Arnon had four sons. He was flanked by his four sons. Nibnei Hamalach Lekayim Pasuk Leich Ami Bo Bechadorecha Uskar Dilosecha Beadecha Chavi Kimat Rega Ad Yavor Zam. So here they were hiding. Rashi. I don't know the deeper meaning of why Rashi is quoting this pasuk here at this point in time. The Malach here is coming. There's terror, and they're hiding. For a short lechani, go in your chamber, in your hiding place, in your cheder, what's the, what they call there? It's shorach, well, it's done, the sealed rooms. The sealed rooms, you have to go.
Atum.
The right, you have to have these sealed, well, it's done. Persian Gulf War, they used to quote this pasuk over and over. So that's what they were doing. Why is Rashi quoting this pasuk? I don't know. There must be. So it could be what Rashi means to say, because many Mefarshim learn that Sefer Yeshayah, this pasuk refers to Muhammad Skoy Gumagok. Maybe Rashi here. The Mefarsh trying to learn. We know we discussed it at many points in time, with different parts. We discussed that there are many moments in time which are mesugal to be the Bias HaMashiach. Every time Rachman Lutzlan, there's a major world event, it could very well be Mashiach is coming. But if Mashiach is coming, so there has to be a Muhammad Skoig Magog. That's right. This nation is Goig, this nation is Magog, and when everything is said and done, we'll be able to look back and understand that everything that was predicted in all of the Chazal came true. There was a Muhammad Skoig Magog. It's just a matter of interpretation. Hashem wanted to make Chizkiyahu Mashiach, and wanted to make Sancheriv Goig Magog. However, the generation wasn't worthy, because they failed to sing Shira. So it appears that over here there was a major catastrophe, there was a major holocaust taking place. 70,000 people, according to somebody in the pasuk, the Malach Hashem is Oymed, his surah is unsheathed. Mashiach is coming. This is Muhammad Skoy Gumagog. Muhammad Skoy Gumagog, take out a Sefer Yeshayah. This is before Yeshayah was written, obviously, but it's all part of the prophecy. They had a tradition. It's going to be a Mashiach, a Geul is coming. Perhaps Rashi here is alluding that there was a holocaust taking place. This is Geula. This is the Chevlei Leida of Mashiach. And they're now being Mekayim, what it says in the Pasuk, that before, when the coming of Mashiach, in time of the Mechem Yisrael Gumagog, Klal Yisrael is going to hide in their sealed room for one moment until the Yavar Hazam, and when the Zam is over, Hinei Mashiach Ba, Mashiach is here. Well, the Dever is a war. That's all a matter of subject to interpretation. What's the war? The war is the Malach is at war with Klal Yisrael. Is at war with Klal Yisrael for their sins. War is all subject to interpretation. So Rashi is quoting this pasuk, which according to most Mefarshim, the pasuk refers to Melchemetz Goig Magog, the event, the Chevlei Leida of Mashiach, which comes right before Mashiach. This event over here is certainly a catastrophic event, which the world has been shaken up, and the people, the Aron HaYavusi, which we'll assume are Jews, according to most, they were Shemitah Torah Mitzvos, they were Jews, and they're going and they're hiding in the room, and it's according to this pasuk. This is Muhammad's Khagumag, Mashiach is coming. Lechani Bobhatriach Skobilus about the Khavi Makibarega, Divar Zam, until the anger passes. Vyamer, the Atem will say to each Pesach Besal Baker. It's called another Pasuk. The Pasuk of Yitzias Mitzrayim. Yitzias Mitzrayim was the Gu'ul, the ultimate Gula. The Malach is passing over, and the Varti, the Eretz Mitzrayim Balaila, Zanivel, and Machni Loshlech. And what resulted in that Malach passing over? Gu'ula. Klal Yisrael was the Yitzias Mitzrayim. That's what Rashi is quoting these two psukim. A major event is happening at this moment in time for Klal Yisrael. The Shechina is being the Shechina is coming to rest in the Mokam HaMikdash. The Arnon Dor Shechitim. What is this pasuk telling us? Rashi says, "Lefish Amar Lefneinu Vachidim Lemincha." Since it says later on, this foreshadowing. We're going to have a very strange expression. The wheat will be for a meal offering to accompany the animals. Where in the world was there wheat? This was a field, an empty field. It wasn't necessarily the threshing season of. Yeah, that's what this pasuk is coming to tell us. Now, when you're going to have later on, that there was wheat for a mincha, don't think that the wheat was a yesh me'ayin. It came out of nowhere. A miracle happened. It was created. No, there was real wheat lying in the field. It was during the season, and it was what to be threshed. I'm telling you, there was. Now, what about the tools? Ve'hamorigim lo'etzim nisarim. These are boards. This is made from wood. Shadoshim mochem hatzvu, which you used to thresh, you bang, you pound on the grain. Tamosh shnir be avodas kilulim. Iza m'sechta avodazara. He calls it avodas kilulim. Azya de kirkasa de dasha dishta. It's called goats. These pieces of wood, they're called by goats, which mean they have teeth, which they used to thresh. Dumyo l'morak chodetz chodash, similar to a threshing, a tool which was used to thresh grain. A piece of wood which had sharp teeth, either it was carved into the wood was carved to make the wood produce sharp teeth, or there were nails attached to this piece of wood that was used to thresh the grain. So then he takes out the money. I'm going to give you 600 gold coins. Shikle zav mishle shesh meos. Oh, but it says in Shmuel, ksiv bekesef shkolim chamishim. Contradiction. Okay, it's not. Not al nikol shevet v'shevet chamishim shkolim. He took from each shevet 50 shkolim. Hare shesh meos. Shkolim, so therefore the total 12 times 50 is 600. Kadesh Shaye Chelik Lukol Yishol Bimzel. Unbelievable halacha. But based on Hamidash is the Ma'achit, it's Achtos. It is the Achtos of Klal Yishol, therefore must be purchased by every single member in Klal Yishol. Now, this halacha, what Rashi is telling us, this idea is a contradiction. There are different, there are two opinions in the Gemara. If Eretz Yishol, if Yerushalayim was Neschalka L'Shvatim, It was a public property or was it not? Here it appears that since everyone contributed, well, that's a side point. Even though everyone contributed, it was shared. Well, let's learn very simple. Everyone contributed, and therefore this piece of land was shared by the entire Klal Yisrael. It is the only part of Eretz Yisrael that is shared by everyone. Everyone has a chelik, no one has a chelik. And that's why they came to Yerushalayim, according to one opinion, no one had a chelik in Yerushalayim. There was no rent. When you came for the Shalosh Shugolim, the hotels were free. Can you imagine? Go to King David Hotel. Go to the fanciest hotels today. They have all these exotic new hotels the last couple of years. Tell them, what are you talking about? It's mine. It's mine. You're occupying my land. It's free rent. And that's what it says. It says that it was free. When they came Shalosh Regalim to Yerushalayim, there was no charge. You were put up in people's homes for free. Into its sheath. He's just saying that's a mikra choser. Just like we have Yonah. Hashem said to the dog. What did Hashem say to the fish? Hashem said, spit him out. Spit him out. But doesn't say that in the pasuk. It's a mikra choser. You have all of the Tanakh. It's understood. It's understood. Hashem said, what did Hashem say? Well, continue reading. When you continue reading the story, you will figure out what Hashem said. I'm not going to tell you exactly the exact words. Same thing with Hashem said to the Malach, what did Hashem say? Well, when you continue reading, the fact that the Malach put his sword back in, it means Hashem told the Malach to put your sword back in. But AC at that time, what happened at the time? Beerus David is like a kid. Key on Nehu. Parasha Zola Nichtava B'Shmuel Mishum Kavod David Nichtava Kad. There, this part is not written in Sefer Shmuel. These psukim that the Malach that David, when David saw that Hashem answered him, David went and built him. David went and was now accustomed himself to bringing korbanos and mizbeach. Parasha Zola B'Shmuel Mishum Kavod David Nichtava Kad. Because since Sefer Divrei Hayom is the covenant of David over here, Shasam Mizbeach V'Chol Psukei. The parashas of David pasuk al pasuk ilu kula pasuk aleph. It's all the next couple of psukim are all. It's all like these psukim going until the end of the parak. All like one long pasuk. Umizbach oila shal moisha adayin beisaki bebama asher begivon pasuk lam v'lo yochol David oz kishahoya oisa ma'isa shetziv lo kashbaruch lalos kabon lohoya lo David yochol lechz lefanav lidvay shalokim kolaymai lufnei mizbech asher begivon ki nivas mebnei amcher malach Hashem, because he was terrified and then he was weakened for halach David. And David went and he, the words of Hashem, he built the Mizbeach. Now, according to Rashi, Rashi does not say it the way the Mitzudos says it. If you want to learn Rashi very literally, you can learn Rashi different than Mitzudos. That he wasn't weakened to the point where he was unable. If you learn Rashi, you can be that since over here Hashem told David, I want you to build a Mizbeach on this location, David took that as indication that from now on, for the rest of his life, the only place where he personally should bring Korbanos is in the Goyren of Arnon Hayavusi. Not like the Mitzudos connects the dots. The Mitzudos says, Nivas, David was terrified, and therefore what? The Mitzudos adds all his words in. I was terrified! He adds those two words. V'chosh koichoi. He was weakened. The terror weakened him. He didn't have the physical strength to go. That's not what Rashi says. Rashi says, because this event happened, he was terrified. And it was revealed to him, this makom is the holy makom. That's it. From now on, the experience has taught me this is where we should offer kabbonis. If I want, no problem. I'll go in my limousine. I'll be there in 5 minutes and give on. I'm not going. I'm not going to give on because of the experience changed my appreciation for the makom. This has to be the place where we're going to offer kabbonis. So it appears there's a difference of opinion of exactly why Dov from here on in when he brought the kabbonis. Okay, that concludes this. The Rashis, and there are some Midrashim, but we're a little bit out of time, so maybe we'll pick up the Midrashim next week, Bli Neder.